Justin Fluke back with you. We're talking Horton boys basketball with head coach Mike Lander. The Chargers are 5-13 on the season, 4 wins in the Delaware Valley League, coming off a tough loss last Friday night on the road at D West, 68-66, but a road win as well last week at Pleasant Ridge, 56-49. And coach, overall, you just have to be pretty pleased with going on the road and competing well and getting one win and nearly two. But overall, your club played very well last week, maybe some of their best basketball of the year, huh?
Oh, that definitely was the fact. We just played the best basketball, I think, to this point in the season so far last week, and two games back-to-back, you know. Going to Pleasant Ridge, which, you know, they're a good team, and going down there and being able to win that game and play well offensively and defensively, that was really nice. And then to be able to follow that up with another game at Donovan West where, you know, I just can't, you know, there's not enough to say about how good the offensive efficiency of both teams were that night. It was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, 20 three-pointers in the D West game, and your club got 11 three-pointers. Josh Mers and Curtis Dockstader each scored 21, and Josh has been pretty steady for you this year. Curtis has seemed like getting steadier, and how huge was his three-point shooting in that game on Friday night? A big lift for you.
Oh, it has been all season long when he's been able to hit like that. You know, he's been able to be a catalyst from the outside that we haven't had that spark in a lot of games. And when he's done that, it's given us, you know, a big boost all around. You know, it's helped open up a lot of other different people in the team and allow them to get better looks at the basket. So, you know, those three-point shots that he makes, it always seems to come at critical moments in the game. And he just knocks down big shots. And that's something that you know, I like seeing a kid come out with kind of ice in his veins and be able to make big shots like that.
Tough to lose, I guess, at the end of the D-West game on Friday night. But, I mean, you had to feel good. And we were talking before we came on the air here that even you had to smile despite losing. It was just a fantastic game. Talk about, I guess, just the finish. I mean, you had a hand right in his face. I don't think your team could have done much. And maybe some people don't realize that your team came from a 12-point deficit to get back and take a lead in the final minute of that game.
And that's right. You know, we battled really good that night. They made a lot of runs on us that we were able to answer with, and that was something that showed a lot of heart and a lot of character of our team, was to be able to come back from multiple times from deficits of more than 8 points. And so, you know, coming back at the end of the game, we had really good defense. You know, there's just not much else you can do. Someone you know, Mark Ellis just came up and made a big shot. And, you know, he had nothing to do but congratulate the kid on something like that.
You only have two games left. You don't play tonight, so you got until Friday night. And that's your final league game at Valley Falls and then at Royal Valley to wrap up the regular season. You're probably anxious to play again. Are your kids anxious? I mean, in a game like that, not only was your club competing, but it just seemed like having a ton of fun. And obviously coming off a win against Pleasant Ridge and played well and probably could have had a win against Troy as well. Just the way your team's playing right now, you're probably anxious to get back after it, aren't you?
Oh, we are, you know, and our schedule this year just has been kind of funky and hasn't really allowed us to kind of get on a roll and be able to keep momentum going forward, you know, where we've had a good week like we did last week, and then we have a big layoff where we have just one game this week, another big layoff, and a game next week. So, you know, it kind of hurts us a little bit in terms of momentum, but, you know, having that extra practice time, you know, it's not all bad at times, being able to get guys healthier at this time of the year. And, you know, our focus so far at this point in the season is nothing but sub-state. You know, we just need to get ourselves in position to play the best basketball we can at that week. And, you know, these next two games, let them fall where they may.
Well, no doubt it's going to be a tough sub-state, but your team seems to be turning a corner here at the end and playing some of their best ball. Best of luck Friday, coach, at Valley Falls.
All right, thank you very much.
Michael Lander, head coach of the Chargers. I'm still choked up about the game last Friday. The Horton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Horton Thriftway each week here on KNZA.